Today we'll be discussing some of the more spiritual aspects of the day of the wedding for the Chassan and Kala, things that affect them, things that affect others. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The Sefer Arches Chaim, in the end of Hilchos Kedushin, one of the Rishonim, he writes that the day that a person gets married, it's kilu oimid biyoy matan Torah. It's as special and great as the day that the Torah was given. The Shlo HaKadosh, in his Sefer Shnei Luchos HaBris, Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, writes the following: Utsuichem HaChosen VaKala L'Skadish Atzma B'Moid Moid. It's very important that the Chosen and Kala prepare themselves, purify themselves very much, B'Achnosim L'Chuppah. Reishis Dover, they should do this before they get into the Chuppah, they should prepare themselves spiritually. Reishis Dover, Noidim HaShom R'Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel Ham Avoinos. We know that the Chazal tell us that on the day of the wedding, Hashem forgives the Chassan and Kala for all their sins. Al Karchach Yasa Tshuva B'yayim Koyin Machupa. And therefore, it's a day like Yom Kippur, and it's a day that they should repent, and they should really take this day as a very important spiritual day. He says, unlike a lot of people that they sit and they make jokes and it's a party day, it's of course a very happy day, but it's also a very, very spiritually uplifting day, and it's something that people should take advantage of. There's a very interesting machlokes between the mefarshim. We know that the wedding day is a day that the Rishonim explained, I just said it from the Shla, that it's a day that Hashem forgives the Chassan and Kala for all their averus. I'm not going to get into it right now. Maybe that's all shared in its own right. It's accepted that the Kala is also forgiven. It's understood that the Chassan and Kala are forgiven for all their averus on that day. The question is, do they have to do tshuva to receive this repentance? Do they have to repent to be atoned for all their sins? Or perhaps the day is so holy that the day itself forgives them. So Rav Chaim Vital, the great Mekubal, writes that you could only get atonement through repentance. If the couple does not repent on this day, they will not receive atonement. He says it's similar to Yom Kippur, where we find that if one does not repent, then he'll not be forgiven. This is the opinion of Chaim Vital in a Sefer Eitz Hadas Toiv Chelik Beis Drushin Maimer L'Chosan. He said, "Roy L'Hadgish Rishona. I want to make it very clear. Ki Imzah HaChosan Ois Atruva Gemurim Avanoi Savata Im Kein Ein Sarach Liyos Chosan V'Chol Adam Shiyashu Atruva Kachia V'Mein Enushav Eichim Chuloy Al Klov Enoisav." If he doesn't do tshuva, then how could he repent? And he continues with this. The Stechemet also discusses this. He feels that it might be a machlokas between the Gemara Bavli and Yerushalmi. Most opinions, most Rabbanon follow the view of Rav Chaim Vital. That was the opinion of the Sefer Toldos Chaim on Al Chai Adam, Klal Kuf Lama Beis of Katan and Hey. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Sefer Shalom Simcha. That's the opinion of Sefer Noy Ketzain Yosef, Amikuf Yugimel Ois Ches. There was, I think that's also the Shlo, I think there was a lone opinion of Rav Yitzchak Schweiger in the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak on Nisuin, that he actually says that the day of the Chuppah is so powerful that it actually forgives them. It's greater than Yom Kippur. That it's possible to bring atonement to people that don't even do tshuva. But again, most opinions don't hold that way. It just shows the importance of this day that there is such an opinion out there. But again, most Rabbanan don't hold this way. Most authorities feel that you actually have to do tshuva. They asked the Stiplagon in the Sefer Arches Rabbeinu Amid Reish Ayin Zayin. They asked him about the validity of a report in the name of the Chazon Ish, who supposedly said that the Chazon is forgiven even without repentance. So the Stipler said that not all things attributed to the Chazon Ish were actually said by him. And regarding this question, the Stipler responded, there are many different levels of tshuva that one can achieve. And when the Chachamim said that a Chassan is forgiven, it means that Hashem accepts his tshuva more easily on this wedding day, more so than any other day. But avada, you have to do tshuva. It just means that it's easier to receive repentance. And he said that he concluded by citing the Kotzker, who said that a chassan merely needs to think about repenting in order to receive forgiveness on this day. So that was the opinion of the Stipler. So to talk about some of the more customs of this day, I'm not going to get into the halachas of tachanun and all that, but just some of the more spiritual aspects of this day. It's safe, and the Sefer told us Kol Aryeh Daf Samach Ois Chaf. It brings down the custom that many have that the Chassan recites the entire Sefer Tehillim on the day of the wedding. He actually brings down that some actually have the custom of saying it twice because there's 150 chapters in Tehillim, and if you say it twice, that's the numerical value of Kippur, 300, or the numerical value of Kippur. But again, most people can't say it twice. It's hard enough to say it once. It's better to say it less with Kavanah than to just get it twice, just to get to that numerical value. That's for the Chassan. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson Zatzal, he told his daughter to say many chapters of Tehillim on her wedding day. Now, we don't know which Tehillim that was he told her, and therefore most Chabad Kalas say the entire Sefer Tehillim to try to cover, you know, whatever the Rebbe had wanted his daughter to say. That's brought down in the Sefer Minhagim Chabad, page 75. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, actually, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson Zatzal, he actually wrote that it is a good idea for the parents of the Chassan and Kala to recite a chapter of Tehillim on the wedding day in the merit of the young couple. Even though it's not the Chassan and Kala, but the parents also should. The Rav Levi Yitzchok Schneerson, the father of Lubavitcher Rebbe, he told his son, meaning Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the last Lubavitcher Rebbe, that after Chatzais, it's good to say the 25th chapter of Tanya. Again, I'm assuming it's brought down in the Sefer Likutei Levi Yitzchok Igreis Daf Reish Zayin. I assume that would be the custom of Chabad. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach would daven and say Tehillim for his grandchildren on the day of their wedding. He would daven for them, and he would say, when he was younger, he would go to the Kotel, and he would say that this is a day that's opportune for davening, not just for the Chassan and Kala, but for the entire family, that you should daven for the couple, that it should that there should be Zaycha to have a build a bayis nem b'Yisrael. That's brought down in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. Rav Yosef Gurnwald Zatzal of Puppa told her of Gavriel Zina Shlita that on the wedding day the Chassan should actually learn Mishnayis Kedushin. Again, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it makes sense, but that's what it's brought down in the Sefer Netek Gavriel on Nisuin Perik Tes Ois Dalet. It's brought down that it's important that before the wedding, the parents of the Chassan and Kala make amends with anyone that they have had disagreements with. This is brought down by the Aruch HaShchaim and Hilchos Mila. V'nagu b'chol mikam eseinu shemi shemachnes b'noyo ebitu l'chopo shemashlam im sainav. V'kara oisin l'echu v'smayach imai k'dei shevechuhu v'lo yikaluhu. That's important to make sure you don't have any enemies on the day of the wedding so that there's no one chas v'shalom cursing you. It's brought down by one of the Rishonim. Many great rabbanim would ask for the chassanim to daven for them on their wedding day. They felt that the prayers of the chassanim have tremendous strength, and therefore it's known that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach would do this. There are many other stories. The Rav Yechiel Michel of Gostinin also said this. This is the custom amongst many big rabbanim that they would ask the chassan to daven for them on the wedding day. Again, it makes sense. First of all, the chassan on his wedding day is Daimel Lamelech. He's forgiven on this day, and therefore it's a day that their davening has a tremendous kaiches, and therefore it's good to ask them to daven for you. This is where the custom that many have to ask the Chassan and Kala for a bracha. After the chuppah, when they're done dancing, everyone goes over to the Chassan and Kala to get a bracha. This is really where it comes from. You know, it's reported that the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch asked a bracha from his future daughter-in-law on her wedding day. There's a famous, it ends up with a famous story that when the Tzemach Tzedek went in to get a bracha, the Kala said to him, Altihi Birchas Kala Hedyet Ve'inecha, which is a play on the words in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Tazayin. So this is such a custom for the Chassan and Kala to give brachas to people. It's a day where their brachas mean a lot. The Chassan and Kala and their parents should give extra tzedakah on the day of the wedding and honor the wedding and to merit success on this day and throughout their lives. It's brought down in the Sefer. It's the Minig Yisrael, and it's brought down in the Sefer Hisvados Tavshim Mem Dalid Chilik Dalid, page 2242. There's a whole shir we could do on our own of having shmira for the Chassan and Kala, that during the Sheva Brachas they're not allowed to walk out alone. Many people have the custom of having the shmira begin from the morning of the wedding. Rebelsky brings down such a custom. He says that's the common custom in the Sefer Shulchan Alevi, Daf Reish Ayin Beis. Again, we can't get into it right now, but there is such a custom that the Chassan and Kala should not leave without Shmir. They should have someone with them, accompanying them at all time. many of the chassan that the chassan goes to the mikveh before the wedding. If the chassan is able to do so, he should learn more Torah, and the Torah itself will purify him. The Kotzke used to say, many do not know how learning a daf gemara can be matar someone like a mikveh. It's brought down the Sefer Chupas Chassanim Simen Vav. Maybe next time we'll discuss some more of these halachas. Questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.